Phoenix Books presents Changing Planes, written by National Book Award-winning author Ursula K. Le Guin. This unabridged performance by Gabrielle Ducure is copyright 2016 Phoenix Books. It has been digitally remastered from the original 2003 New Millennium Entertainment sound recording.
Changing Planes, Sita Duleep's Method. The range of the airplane, a few thousand miles, the other side of the world, coconut palms, glaciers, the poles, a llama, a yama, etc., is pitifully limited compared to the vast extent and variety of experience provided to those who know how to use it by the airport. Airplanes are cramped, jammed, hectic, noisy, germy, alarming, and boring, serving unusually nasty food at utterly unreasonable intervals. Airports, though larger, share the crowding, vile air, noise, and relentless tension, while their food is often even nastier, consisting entirely of fried lumps of something, and the places one has to eat it in are suicidally depressing. On the airplane, everyone is locked into a seat with a belt and can move only during very short periods, during which they are allowed to stand in line, waiting to empty their bladders until, just before they reach the toilet cubicle, a nagging loudspeaker harries them back to belted immobility. In the airport, luggage-laden people rush hither and yon through endless corridors, like souls to each of whom the devil has furnished a different, inaccurate map of the escape route from hell. These rushing people are watched by people who sit in plastic seats bolted to the floor. The people might just as well be bolted to the seats. So far, then, the airport and the airplane are equal, in the way that the bottom of a septic tank is pretty much equal, all in all, to the bottom of the next septic tank. If both you and your plane are on time, the airport is merely a diffuse, short, miserable prelude to the intense, long, miserable plane trip. But what if there's 5 hours between your arrival and your connecting flight? Or your plane is late arriving and you've missed your connection, or the connecting flight is late, or the staff of another airline are striking for a wage benefit package, and the government has not yet ordered out the National Guard to control this savage threat to international capitalism, so your airline staff is trying to handle twice as many people as usual. Or there are tornadoes, or thunderstorms, or blizzards, or little important bits of the plane missing, or any of the thousand other reasons, never under any circumstances the fault of the airlines, and rarely explained at the time, why those who go places on airplanes sit and sit and sit and sit in airports, not going anywhere? In this, probably its true aspect, the airport is not a prelude to travel, not a place of transition. It is a stop, a blockage, a constipation. The airport is where you can't go anywhere else, a non-place in which time does not pass, and there is no hope of any meaningful existence, a terminus, the end. The airport offers nothing to any human being except access to the interval between planes. It was Sita Duleep of Cincinnati who first realized this, and so discovered the interplanar technique most of us now use. Her connecting flight from Chicago to Denver had been delayed by some unspeakable, or at any rate untold, malfunction of the airplane. It was listed as departing at 1:10, 2 hours late. At 1:55, it was listed as departing at 3. It was then taken off the departures list. There was no one at the gate to answer questions. The lines at the desks were 8 miles long, only slightly shorter than the lines at the toilets. Sita Duleep had eaten a nasty lunch, standing up at a dirty plastic shelf, since the few tables were all occupied by wretched whimpering children with savagely punitive parents, or by huge hairy youths wearing shorts, tank tops, and rubber thongs.